USA Radio News.
Tuesday is Election Day. Upward of 40 million votes have already been cast these midterms. According to betting market Predict It, Republicans reached a 76% chance of winning the Senate on Thursday and were at 72% as of Sunday. Democrats had been enjoying an edge over the GOP throughout August and September, but that advantage went away in the second week of October. At a rally Sunday night in Miami, former President Donald Trump had this to say.
If you want safety for your family and security for your community, you need to vote every Democrat out of office and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot.
Forecasters are projecting subtropical storm Nicole will become a hurricane over the Bahamas. The storm is not expected to keep any Americans from standing in line to cast their ballots before it's expected to hit Florida's east coast on Wednesday. But does voting in person still come with a risk of getting sick?
New federal data found that school closures did not seem to keep any children from dying with COVID. The District of Columbia had the highest number of children who died with coronavirus per capita, while its schools were completely closed for the most part of the 2020-21 school years. Wyoming, which has a nearly identical population and whose schools remain open more than any other state, had the least deaths per capita for that age group at zero. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
It may be too late to cash in on the nearly $2 billion projected prize for the Powerball, but if you're feeling lucky, the Mega Millions is also on the rise, and its estimated jackpot Tuesday night sits at a cool $154 million. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govment.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? That's usually evident, but this year seems to be up for debate.
Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Bird.
Maybe there's just more people than there are houses. On November 15th, the world's population is expected to surpass 8 billion people. Instead of the fear of overpopulation, we should focus on overconsumption of the planet's resources by the wealthiest among us. And speaking of which, space likely isn't an option either. A U.S. judge on Monday said British billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson must face shareholder claims that he concealed problems in Virgin Galactic Holdings' spaceship program and sold hundreds of millions of dollars of stock at inflated prices. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.